thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer.
I invite you just to sit back, relax, take a breath. Just allow yourself to be. Just open your senses. Open your hearts. Allow that angelic message to be received. We go into the silence here. We go into prayer and meditation. Precisely affirming that we are worthy, we are worthwhile. More than that, we are precious. And if we could just really grow in that awareness of that reality, we could hear what is being said to us by that still small voice. We can begin to move into a growing awareness of the message that is sent to us by the angels that we encounter, the angels that surround us always, by the angel that dwells within each and every one of us. We listen to that still small voice, and what is ours to do? How is it that we align ourselves with the message that is being spoken to us so that we can birth the Christ again into this world in which we live, that we can begin to do this by birthing the Christ that dwells within us, by shining the light that dwells within us? There's no reason to be afraid. The words that are spoken to us are the words that we feel in our hearts. It's all good news. And so we listen to the message in some moments of silence. And now I invite you to again become aware of the physical space where you are. As you do so, as you open your eyes, you continue to breathe. And you return with your senses more highly honed. Your eyes are more wide open, your ears are more receptive. You could see, you could feel, you could taste the presence of God, which is always around us, and the angels that bear testimony to that reality. And for this opportunity to come together this morning to listen in prayer, we are grateful. And so we give thanks. Thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Rob.